And this is Blanca Herrera with the hormone.
The hormone. The first time I made my mother cry, I must have been 3 years old. She'd been trying to dress me for preschool one morning, only to watch me yank everything off as soon as she was done. She'd try again, and I'd undress again heatedly. Every single outfit ended up on the floor until she finally cried, "Pues hoy no vas a la escuela," and crumpled into tears. It made no sense. She'd dressed me without incident the day before and the day before that, so what had changed so suddenly? The only thing I knew that morning was that everything was wrong. The sunlight was wrong, the air was wrong, the sleeves' tightness around my shoulders and the fabric prickling my back were wrong. All of my clothes felt unbearably hot, even though the weather was mild. I didn't know how to articulate it. Everything was just wrong. This was the first of many a berrinche, which is Spanish for tantrum. Though as I grew older, these berrinches matured from full-fledged outbursts into more restrained mood swings. My father would notice these onsets and ask me, "Traes la hormona, mija? Do you have the hormone?" I didn't actually know what a hormone was, but in Spanish, la hormona is a feminine noun preceded by a feminine article. So I'd imagine her as a tiny microscopic fairy, kind of like the ones in Disney's Sleeping Beauty. But this was a mischievous fairy who'd zip around and sprinkle anger dust on her unwitting victims. I must have been one of her favorites. Yes, that was la hormona. My volatility finally made sense. So when my father would ask me if I had la hormona, I'd just answer, "Sí." I never had to ask him who or what la hormona was. I just knew, she's the anger dust fairy. By then, my family had learned that when la hormona was visiting, it was best to leave me be. There was no way around it. Her spell would pass soon enough. I couldn't understand, though, why she'd always pick on me. I sure never heard my father asking my brothers if they had la hormona. No, I was the one crying while blowing out her birthday candles or trying to avoid her friends on a sunny day, despite her deepest longings to behave normally. In these instances, I hated how I confused and exasperated the people who cared about me, but La Hormona's spell was such a powerful one for a six-year-old girl to navigate on limited experience and language capacity. At that age, those rogue waves of wrath had to be magic, a dark magic, wielded by an impetuous entity who yielded to no one, to nothing, until decades later, when she was finally tamed by the white magic of Prozac.